7:28 on BBC Radio Solent. And as I said, the torch travelling from Salisbury to Shaftesbury through the show today. And our reporter Tim Robinson, as we heard just before 7 o'clock, is in Shaftesbury for us this morning. Are they all geared up, Tim?
They are more than geared up. We've just got, I think that's St John's ambulance turning up now. They're getting ready. Sorry, Dorset Search and Rescue are turning up. We've got an opera singer's just arrived. They're just putting up the PA on top of the balcony at the town hall. The bunting's flapping in the breeze. We've got the official bunting. We've got union flags. They're expecting as many as 10,000 people here today, Jules. Last night, the town council collected 5,000 muffins, which all of the community have been baking. They've now opened muffin distribution centres to hand them out. I'll chat to a couple of people from the muffin distribution centre. Anne Dennis, hello.
Hello.
And Reverend Clive Thomas.
Hello there.
Muffin Distribution Centre, otherwise known as St Peter's Church.
St Peter's Church, the top of Gold Hill, the big photo opportunity for the torch. So the torch will be coming right past the church, heading down into Gold Hill, that great photographic place that everyone knows from the Hovis advert. And we're distributing muffins to all those people who will be standing in the high street outside our church.
So what's it going to be like when this torch comes past today? Excited?
I think it's a once in a lifetime, isn't it? I certainly won't see anything like it again. So I think it's really, really exciting. Yes.
And I know you've got 5,000 muffins to distribute, so I'll let you get back to organising.
Tea and coffee as well.
Oh, tea and coffee as well. Thank you very much. So there's all sorts happening here, Jules. They've got a local parade happening before the torch with some sort of well-known local people to do with the Olympics, which I'll tell you a bit more about later. The opera singers kicking off from 8 o'clock. Of course, though, the big moment around 9:30, the first torchbearer, Robert Gunson. He's a charity marathon runner from Woodley in Reading. He picks the torch up around about by St Mary's School and begins to run towards Royal Chase Roundabout. Then we've got Kerry Barker from Winchester. She'll pick it up. She's raised thousands of pounds for children overseas, travelled to Uganda to help people there. And then more torchbearers, really. I'll give you all of the details of all of them as the show goes on, taking us up towards the town hall where we are this morning. But I've got to have a word with this lady. Nikki Whitley, we've been speaking for a few weeks now. You've really been trying to organise all of this huge show that we've got on today. You got up at, what, 3 this morning?
Yes, I've been up fairly early, and again last night for our community litterpick. But I'm just so impressed with the whole community, the amount of muffins that have been baked, the people that are volunteering at the muffin distribution centres. I'm just really pleased the community's got behind this, and it's a really good atmosphere, and I hope it continues for the morning.
We've got about 100 volunteer stewards who are here today, and you're expecting around 10,000 people?
Yeah, from the number of phone calls and everything that we've received, and the population of Shaftesbury at about 7,000, we're expecting at least 10,000 people to be arriving.
So how's this going to feel for you then? Because I know you've been going through all the stresses of having to speak to LOCOG and all the health and safety and the bigger councils and everything else. And really, this is a fairly small town council operation. How's it going to feel when the moment finally happens, when you finally see the torch come proudly running past?
Oh, I'll just be absolutely delighted.